Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. This month for our movement snacks, we are practicing habit stacking, which is where you take an everyday task, an everyday habit that you already have, and you stack something onto it. So today I want to make sure that I'm helping all of you working moms, providing you with a way to stack your habits while at work. And if you remember, we're not talking about just exercise, we are talking about movement on a whole. So how can we, while we are working, whether you are a working mom or you go to an office, or you are a stay-at-home mom who's doing some extra work on the side, and honestly, even if you're not working, if you are someone who sits for long periods of time, this is going to be for you as well. What can we do to create a little bit more movement in that day? So the first thing is, listen to your body. Always listen to your body. What is it telling you? If you are feeling tight, tension, pain, things like that, that is your body's cue telling you it's time to move. So do what it's asking and move, whether that's getting up and just moving around really quick or doing some sort of movement in your seat. I don't care. So the first thing I would do is think about moving your pelvis around. When I talk to people about posture, I want to make it very clear that posture is not a stagnant position. It is not having a perfect posture. You're not sitting up straight all the time. Posture is movement, and the more we move, the better we feel. So not always being in that perfect posture, but finding ways to move through our postures. So when you're sitting there, move your pelvis around. Tuck that tailbone under and then lift it up, thinking about pressing sits bones into the floor. If you are familiar with this movement, it is a posterior anterior pelvic tilt. It's just moving forward and back. I'm trying to think what else we could call it. I've heard it called click clack, but that movement where you're going tailbone under and then reaching forward. And I have a video of this if you're confused. I do have a video in the Form Fit Mom community. So that is one thing. The next thing is, go into an extension. So when we are sitting for long periods of time, especially if we're really focused in on something, we get that forward head posture that you've heard me talk about before. So we need to go into extension. Our body doesn't spend a lot of time in extension. What is extension? Take those hands, place them behind your head, and open up that chest, extending that rib cage up towards the ceiling. You can even lean back into your chair, and then from here, just kind of open and let gravity pull your head back so you get a little bit more relaxed extension. That's a great one. You'll feel your chest opening. It truly is like, it's a great one to go into. So do that one as well. The third thing is just find ways to stretch. Reach your arm up over to one side, reach it up over to the other side, cross your arm. So arm comes across to opposite knee, open up that arm behind you, and then rotate around, creating some rotation through that spine. Think about dropping your head to one side and then the other side. And then the other thing that I recommend you do is find different positions while you're sitting. So you may notice you start to do this naturally on your own. I have a wider chair that I use at my desk, so I'm able to bring one leg up and kind of tuck it underneath me and sit. So one foot is on the floor, one leg is up. It allows that leg to go into an external rotation. Then make sure, for those of you who do that, make sure to switch to the other leg at times. We get stuck into these habits of always going to the one side. That's where you're going to find things that rise from being in one position all the time. If you're always bringing that left leg up, then you're going to have a more externally rotated thigh, like you're going to be opened up on that side. So there's going to be some muscle misalignment. So one muscle is going to be lengthened more than the other leg. So that can create small little movement changes within your body that could create some aches and pains. I don't want to say it will, but it could. And especially the longer we do it, the more likely it is to occur for something like that to happen. So make sure that you switch your legs. It doesn't mean don't do it. It just means switch. Make sure if you're going to one side, also get to the other side. So nothing creates too much stickiness or too much lengthening. Then, you know, maybe bring your knee up like right at your chest. It's so hard to try to explain this. Just know that there are videos. There will be videos in the FormFit Mom community because I'm having a difficult time explaining these things to you today. And then just think about how your body is positioned in your seat and change it. That's what you need to know. And then the last one is find different ways to sit, so to speak, in, like, grab a ball, like those Pilates balls, and have a seat on that, more of your core stability ball. That's what I'm thinking. Grab that stability ball and have a seat on that. You can lift one leg up and you can work on some balance while you're sitting at your desk. Stand up. I wouldn't recommend just standing all the time because there again, that is lacking movement. So making sure you change it. Stand it up for a little bit, sit down for a little bit. Take your computer, depending on what type of computer, if you have a laptop, take it and go sit on the floor. You know that I love when you sit on the floor because it changes how you move through your hips. It actually requires you to get down and low. So you're going beyond that 90 degree squat position, which is great for your hips. And the more you can do that, the better it will be as you get older for longevity and mobility. So those are a few things that I recommend to do when you are working at your desk or for sitting long periods of time. Make sure you change it up. Make sure you're finding these small micro movements throughout your day. They do add up. They will add up. I promise you they will add up. No, you're not going to probably end up with a six pack and toned muscles, but they do add up in the sense of your health. And that's what we're focusing on. So that is your movement snack of the day. Find ways to move throughout the day. Make sure to join us over in our FormFit Mom community, where this week we are doing 5 days of habit stacking ideas and exercises that you can add into your daily routine. And that is pretty much it. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I look forward to speaking to you next week. Next week, I do have Amy on. She is with Tiny Troop Soccer, and she's going to be speaking with us about soccer for your children. And this was a great one for those of you who want your children to start moving more. You want to listen in because she's got some great information and activities that your children can do. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.